Canto 3, Chapter 26. Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. The Supreme Lord said, I shall now describe to you the different categories of reality, knowing which anyone can be released from the yoke of the modes of material nature. I shall explain that to you about which one speaks as the spiritual knowledge, the jnana, that cuts the knots of egoism in the heart and constitutes the ultimate purpose of one's self-realization. The Supreme Soul, the original person elevated above matter, is beginningless and free from the basic qualities of nature. He constitutes the inner self-effulgent refuge of the entire creation he maintains. That very person, the greatest of the great, accepted out of his own free will, for his pastime, the divine, subtle material energy characterized by the three modes. By these modes, nature created the variegated forms of the living entities. The living beings seeing them were, from the first day on in this world, illusioned by them because these forms constitute the covering of their spiritual knowledge. Because the living entity identifies himself with the operation of material nature, he attributes the activities performed by those basic qualities to himself. Thus, being bound to a conditioned life, the naturally joyful, independent witness who does not do anything became dependent. Knowers of truth state that the body and the senses one is engaged with are subject to the operation of the basic qualities of material nature, and that the spirit soul, above all matter, is responsible for the experience of happiness and distress therewith. Devahuti said, kindly explain to me the characteristics of the energies and the original person, Prakriti and Purusha, who together constitute the cause of the manifest and unmanifest reality this creation consists of. The Supreme Lord said, the undifferentiated eternal reality that differentiated in the form of material nature, Prakriti, as a combination of the three modes, this cause belonging to the effect of this material manifestation is called the primary nature, the primal eater or pradhana. That primary nature is known as the basis from which the five gross and five subtle elements, the 10 senses of perception and action, and the 4 internal sense departments of mind, ego, consciousness and intelligence evolved, who together add up to a number of 24. The 5 gross elements are to be exact: earth, water, fire, air and ether. Of these subtle elements there are, to my notion, as many. They are the smell and so on, taste, color, touch and sound. The 10 senses are the organs of perception of hearing, touching, seeing, tasting and smelling, with the organs of action known as the mouth, the hands, the legs, the genitals and the organs of excretion as the 10th. Mind, intelligence, ego and consciousness are the 4 aspects of the internal, subtle sense one distinguishes when one pays attention to the different characteristics of the brain functions. Thus, with the classification I provided, the material qualities of the absolute truth of Brahman are summed up. One speaks thereto of time as the 25th element. Some say that the time factor constitutes the power of the original person that is feared by the doer, the individual soul, who is deluded by the false ego of being in touch with material nature. The expanding, accelerating movement of material nature without the interaction of her modes and their specific qualities, O daughter of Manu, is the space-time, the 4th dimension from which we in our world know him, the Supreme Lord. He, the Lord of all entities, abides, as a consequence of his potencies, within, in the form of the original person, Purusha, and without, in the form of time, the 25th element. She, material nature, whose equilibrium of the modes was agitated by the grace, the divine ordinance of the Supreme Person who impregnated her womb with his semen, his internal potency, delivers the sum total of the cosmic intelligence, the Mahatattva, of Brahma's effulgent golden reality known as Hiranmaya. The universe that within itself contains this unchangeable root cause of the cosmic manifestation, swallowed by its own effulgence the dense darkness of the self in its primordial slumber. The mode of goodness, which is the clear and sober position of understanding the Supreme Lord, is known by the name of Vasudeva. It is the consciousness that constitutes the nature of the intellect. The characteristic traits of one's reason in this state of Krishna or natural time consciousness thus are similar to those of the natural state of pure water, clarity, invariability, and serenity. From the cosmic intelligence of the Mahatattva that undergoes the changes caused by the Supreme Lord's energies, the five divided elements, the material ego or eye awareness, and the therefrom generated mind in combination with the different senses of action and perception, originated. Moved by that active potency of the Lord, the ego manifested itself in the three forms of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Consisting of the mind, the elements, and the senses, they, together, are called the person of the Supreme Personality of Ananta, with his thousands of heads, Vishnu's snake bed, who is known by the name of Sankarsana, and also as the Supreme Lord's first plenary expansion. The false ego, the materially identified self, can thus, according to the three gunas, be characterized as being the one acting, the instrument that is handled, the body, as also the effect of the actions, or that what was realized. One may in that context also speak of the ego as being serene, active, or dull. With the transformation of the ego in three forms, from its emotions in goodness, the principle of mind evolved that with its thoughts and reflections gives rise to desires. The name of that principle is Aniruddha, he who, as the personal expansion of the mind of Vasudeva, is known as the supreme ruler of the senses. He is bluish like a lotus in autumn, and is only gradually realized by the yogis. From the brilliance of the light of the transformation, the principle of intelligence arose, the primal expansion of the Lord named Pradyumna, O virtuous lady, in order to assist in sensually ascertaining the objects that can be perceived. Doubt, misapprehension, correct apprehension, memory and sleep are the terms used for the different characteristics of the functions of intelligence. From the forceful action, the passion, of the ego, we have the senses to arrive at actions and the senses to acquire knowledge. The senses of action belong to the vital energy, prana, and the senses of perception depend on the intelligence. Impelled by the potency of the Supreme Lord, from the ignorance of the ego in transformation, the subtle element of sound manifested. From the ether, thereupon, the sense of hearing rose to receive the sounds. Persons of learning defined sound as that which is indicative of an object, as that which betrays the presence of a speaker, who remembered no longer might be present, and as the subtle element of the sky, the ether. As for its action and characteristics, the ether is described as the element internally and externally giving room to the living beings, and as the field of activities of the vital air, prana, the senses, and the mind. From the ether evolved, from the subtlety of sound, the subtle element of touch under the transforming impulse of time. Thus, the air is found, as also the sense organ for it, and the active perception with that sense of touch. Softness and hardness, as also cold and heat, are in the sensual experience of the air the main characteristics of the element of touch. The main characteristics of the operating air are moving, mixing, bringing together and transporting particles of dust and waves of sound, and the stimulation of all the senses. From the element of air and the subtle element of touch, the form one has evolved according to fate. With fire, the sense of sight arose therein, by which color and form can be perceived. O virtuous mother, the characteristics of the form element are the dimension, the quality, and the individuality of an object. For fire, this is the effulgence. The functions of fire consist of illumining, digesting, heating, evaporating, to give rise to hunger and thirst, and to serve with food and drink. From the form element that by divine ordinance transforms under the influence of fire, the element of taste manifested, from which, with the water, the tongue appeared that perceives the taste. Even though taste is one, it is in contact with all the different substances divided into the sensations of the astringent, sweet, bitter, pungent, salt, and sour. The typicality of water is to be moistening, coequality, quenching, life-sustaining, refreshing, softening, cooling, and to be available in abundance. From the transformations of the taste element, because of the water, manifested itself, as ordained, the sense of smell for perceiving the aromas of the earth. The oneness of odor is, depending the proportions of the substances, divided in the separate realizations of odors being mixed, offensive, fragrant, mild, strong, acidic, and so on. The characteristic function of the earth is to be modeled into forms of the Supreme Brahman, like houses, storage pots, etc., that constitute the place for the existence of everything separated in space. The sense function that has the distinctive character of the sky, sound, as its object, is called the auditory sense, and the sense that has the different qualities of the air, touch as its object of perception, is known as the tactile sense. The sense concerning the object, as distinguished in the specific quality of fire, is called the sense of sight. The function in relation to the specific quality of water is known as the sense of taste, and the function for the specific quality of the earth is called the sense of smell. From the nature of the effect of something, the characteristics of the cause can be derived. Hence, on the basis of the earth element alone, the element created last, the specific characteristics of all the preceding elements can be distinguished. When, in the beginning of creation, the seven primary elements, the five material elements, ego and cosmic intelligence, the Mahatattva, were not yet mixed, the Lord, the origin of creation endowed with kala, karma and guna, time, workload and the modes, entered the universe. These seven elements were thereupon by him, in the form of time, roused into activity and united in an egg-shaped form of an unconscious state. From that egg, the celebrated cosmic being, or the original gigantic person, the Virat Purusha, manifested. This egg is called Vishesha, the differentiated reality. It is the outer form of Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality that extends as the planetary systems that consist of successive layers of water and the other elements, each 10 times thicker than the previous one. On the outside, they are enveloped by Pradhana, the unevolved state of matter, the primal eater. From the golden sunshine of the universal egg arose, from within the waters that he pervaded and was lying in, the greatness of God, Mahadeva, divided in many cells, calm, ethereal apertures in control of the light. The first to appear from him was a mouth with next the organ of speech. Thereafter, the divinity of fire, Vani, the godhead ruling the fire of digestion, appeared, that was followed by the nostrils and the olfactory sense to the life breath, prana, in them. From the olfactory sense, the wind god, Vayu, appeared. Then, from the sense of sight of the two eyes, the divinity of the sun, Surya, manifested. And from the auditory sense of the two ears, next, the deities ruling the directions appeared. Then, the skin appeared of the universal form, with its hair growth and such, whereupon the curative herbs appeared, followed by the sexual organs. From them there was semen and the manifestation of the divinity of the waters. Also an anus appeared, and from that anus there was the capacity to evacuate. Then the god of death appeared, who causes fear throughout the world. Also two hands manifested together with the power they have, and thereafter Lord Indra, the sovereignty, appeared. With next the manifestation of the two feet, the onward movement manifested itself with also the appearance of their Lord, Lord Vishnu. The veins of the universal form manifested themselves together with the blood produced with them. Therewith the rivers appeared as also a stomach by which hunger and thirst are felt. After they had appeared, the ocean and the heart of the universal form manifested. Then, from the heart, the mind appeared. From the mind, the moon, Chandra, became manifest. Then, the intelligence appeared, and therefrom the Lord of Speech, Brahma, appeared. Next, there was the false ego of identifying oneself with matter, together with the appearance of Rudra, Shiva. From the reason, thus found, there was the Godhead ruling consciousness, Vasudeva. All these deities, thus manifesting themselves, could not at all awaken the original person. Therefore, they, one after the other, returned to the source from which they originated, so as to wake him up. The god of the fire of digestion went back to the mouth, but failed to awaken him. The god of the wind returned to the olfactory sense of the nostrils, but could not wake him up. The sun god entered his two eyes with the power of sight, but could not make the great person rise, nor could the gods of the directions wake up his great form. The deities of the skin, with its growth and blessings of herbs, could not make him get up, nor could the deity of the waters rouse the great person with the procreation performed by the organs of reproduction. The god of death could, by the organ of evacuation, the anus, not stir him into action, and even the two hands of Lord Indra, with their capacity to manipulate, could not awaken the grand form. Vishnu, with the power of progress entering his two feet, was not capable of stirring the greatness of the complete into action, and the divine flow of the river, returning to his vessels with the blood and power of circulation, neither could move the gigantic form. The ocean, entering his abdomen with hunger and thirst, could not make the great person rise, and the moon god, entering his heart with the mind, also failed to awaken the grand form. Also, Brahma entered his heart with the intelligence, but could not make the great one stand up, and Lord Shiva, by sending the ego to his heart, could neither awaken the complete of the Purusha. But the very moment the Godhead ruling consciousness with reason entered the heart as the knower of the field, the cosmic being rose from the causal waters. It is like with a man asleep whose vital air, working and knowing senses, mind and understanding, cannot wake him up on their own without him being present. Someone who practices yoga, therefore, should conscientiously, with the help of spiritual knowledge, detachment and devotion, consider the notion of him, the Supersoul, as being present within.